The main goal of the campaign is to try to bring back hemp farming in the United States again.
Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and today I'm talking with Eric Steenstra, who is the president of Vote Hemp, a national single-issue nonprofit advocacy group that advocates for the ability of local producers to grow and manufacture hemp. Eric, thanks for talking with us. Tell us what Hemp History Week is and what you're hoping to achieve with it.
The main goal of the campaign is to educate consumers about the benefits of industrial hemp products and try to bring back hemp farming in the United States again.
Right, and so people understand hemp is related, it's the cousin plant of cannabis or of pot, but it has no psychoactive effects on people. Currently, you can bring it in from outside the country and use it for whatever you want, but you're just not allowed to grow it here.
That's correct. We've got countries all over the world that are producing, including China and Canada and all the European countries, Russia.
When was it banned in the United States to grow?
Well, so technically in 1937, when they passed the Marijuana Tax Act, it effectively required producers of cannabis to have a tax stamp. And so that had a major effect on the production of hemp. It made it much more difficult for farmers to grow it, but it didn't outright outlaw it. But in 1970, when they passed the Controlled Substances Act, that made it then all forms of cannabis without regard to whether it was industrial variety or a drug type cannabis, right, where it became illegal to grow.
And I mean, in a lot of ways, the ban on hemp, on industrial hemp, is the most obvious case of drug war hysteria, right? Where it's a plant that is related to something, but it you can't get high off it. It has a lot of uses, but we're not allowed to grow it. Talk a little bit about the forgotten history of hemp.
You know, Mount Vernon's not very far from here. We actually did a tour in the first year of Hemp History Week and interviewed the folks down there, and they showed us where George Washington grew it on the farm, how he used it for different products, including clothing and fiber and netting for catching fish and all sorts of things. And he wrote about it in his papers about how important it was as a crop. And they actually had laws back in the, you know, in colonial times requiring people to grow hemp, and they could pay their taxes with it even. So it was a very important crop historically. And it was grown in the United States up until the 1930s.
What would change if we were allowed to grow our own hemp?
Well, you know, right now we've got dozens of other countries that are allowing their farmers to grow it, and it's forcing American manufacturers to import the crop. We think that's pretty ridiculous. The market's grown to over $400 million a year here in the U.S. despite the ban. And so all those companies are, you know, American farmers are denied the right to be able to participate in the market. They're denied a good rotation crop that grows well here. And the biggest part is, you know, in this time when we have high unemployment, we need more jobs, why would we do anything like this to limit the ability to grow more jobs here in the United States?
Now, at Vote Hemp, you lobby against the federal ban on manufacture of hemp, but then there's also a lot of state laws. How close are you to affecting change, do you think?
Well, we think we've made a lot of progress. 17 states have passed some form of legislation or resolution in support of industrial hemp. And there's a lot of pressure from the states. We've actually got a bill in Congress right now that's bipartisan with 33 co-sponsors, including, you know, 7 Republicans, 25 Democrats, which is pretty unusual in this day and age with all the polarization in Congress. And we've got a senator, Senator Wyden from Oregon, who's about to introduce an amendment to the Farm Bill and also some standalone legislation on this as well.
Well, you know, there are tons of hemp products. You brought a nice hemp plus granola. What does hemp add to foods that it's all over the place?
Right, and that's the great thing about hemp is it's, you know, the manufacturers are adding it because of the nutritional benefits. Mm-hmm. It has a perfect balance of omega-3 and omega-6 essential fatty acids, which doctors are now recommending for good health.
What would you say is the oddest hemp product that you've encountered?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of great hemp products out there, but I thought Hemp Lube was pretty...
Hemp Lube?
Was pretty interesting, okay. Yeah.
All right, that sounds a little bit strange. How can people find out more about Hemp History Week?
Please go, everybody can go to hemphistoryweek.com, and we've got information on there about all the locations where there's going to be events happening, what stores are carrying the hemp products.
Thank you, Eric. I want to thank Eric Steenstra, the head of Vote Hemp and the man behind Hemp History Week, for talking to Reason TV today. Thank you. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.